Hey everybody, it's your weekly Cool Ducks Heat and Air podcast team, where we help you understand your HVAC system with today's show called Why Commercial HVAC Costs 5x More Than Home Systems. Remember to check out our other podcasts at coolducks.com at the end of the show. Now let's get started with money-saving HVAC tips. You know what's funny? Every homeowner thinks they're an HVAC expert after watching a YouTube video and changing their own filter. Then they walk into their office building and wonder why that system costs more than their mortgage. Well, buckle up, Buttercup, because your home AC knowledge is about as useful as a screen door on a submarine when it comes to commercial systems. Here's the deal. Your house has maybe a 3-ton unit keeping your family of four comfortable. That's cute. Commercial buildings? We're talking 10 to 100-ton monsters feeding air to hundreds of people. It's like comparing a pickup truck to an 18-wheeler. Your home unit kicks on when it's hot, takes a nap when it's not. Commercial systems, they're running 24/7, 365, burning through more electricity in a day than your house uses in a month. We're talking about systems that could power a small town just to keep Karen in accounting from complaining about being too warm. But size isn't the only difference. Your home's got one thermostat and some basic ductwork. Pretty simple, right? Commercial systems are like the space shuttle of air conditioning. Multiple zones, building automation systems, variable air volume controls. These things talk to fire safety systems, security systems, even the elevator. It's like conducting a symphony orchestra, except every instrument costs 50 grand, and if you mess up, people evacuate. Here's what this looks like in real life. Last month, a 50-story office building's HVAC system crashed at 3 in the afternoon. 2,000 workers had to evacuate because the building got hotter than a church on Sunday in July. We sent 8 technicians who worked through the night to get it running. Compare that to your home unit going out. You call one guy, he shows up with a screwdriver and a can-do attitude. So here's your actionable takeaway. If you're hiring HVAC contractors, always ask about their commercial experience first. Commercial experience translates down to residential work, but not the other way around. It's like asking a brain surgeon to perform heart surgery versus asking a podiatrist to do brain surgery. One makes sense, the other makes headlines. The bottom line is, commercial HVAC isn't just bigger residential HVAC. It's a completely different animal that requires specialized knowledge, equipment, and a whole lot more patience. Your 3-ton home unit and that 100-ton office building system are about as related as a goldfish and a great white shark. This has been the Cool Ducks Heat and Air podcast team. Stay safe and comfortable.